Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
You know, the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
So much of who we are is determined by how we were raised. Now listen, I didn't grow up in politics. On our farm and ranch, we didn't talk about politics, we lived them. We had a gun cabinet in our living room. We had a shotgun hanging in the back window of every single pickup and tractor. Our family vacations were even hunting trips. Long before I ever ran for office, I became a lifetime member of the NRA.
This is Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota talking at that NRA convention last weekend. Not this past, but the previous. Finally got around to watching all these. Very interesting to hear all these different presidential contenders or possible contenders talking specifically to an audience about gun issues. I told you yesterday about the video messages from, who do we have? The Nikki Haley and Mike Pompeo. And then we had and Governor DeSantis, who did a really Governor and Secretary of State, Governor DeSantis did a really good one, and then a couple of in-persons. And then Kristi Noem, I thought Kristi Noem stole the show, particularly with one story that was extremely good.
My dad taught us life lessons. He taught us common sense, and often those were taught during our hunting trips. As soon as we were old enough to ride a horse, he would take us hunting. He'd pack us by horseback, sometimes 20 miles back into the wilderness to hunt elk. I didn't always know it back then, but those hunting trips gave me a lot of confidence. They helped me become a problem solver.
Which is very understandable. That's exactly what being outdoors and on your own and taking care of things does. But then sometimes a parent will go a little bit to the extreme.
For instance, I remember being only about 9 or 10 years old, and we had hunted all day, miles and miles from camp in the high country in the Bighorn Mountains, when my dad turned to me and he said, "Kristi, hunt your way back to camp. I'm going to go around this ridge and I'll meet you there at dark." And he disappeared over the ridge. Now, to a 10-year-old girl, this was terrifying. And as strange noises came and darkness fell, I had to rely on my instincts and my horse to find my way back to our tent.
Obviously, the end of the story is an okay one, but wow, right?
Now, years later, Mom shared with me that my dad had followed me at a safe distance all the way back to camp to make sure that I got there safe. Now, before you get all warm and fuzzy on him, I also want to tell you that he made bear noises the whole time he was following me. Scratching trees and growling at me, so, you know. He made sure I lived, but he wanted me to be lived scared. But he made me stronger. And it also made me realize that I could conquer challenges that were put in front of me. It made me who I am today. And that's the first female governor of the state of South Dakota.
I mean, she's delightful to listen to. I had heard some of her speeches before, like from the I think she spoke at the RNC, and you know, there was some of the stuff in connection with COVID. You know, of course, they did the flyover at Mount Rushmore, which is in her state. I know she was involved in that with President Trump. But you know, just kind of the stories are the message is embedded in the story. It's not just the message, which that's always one of my things. Is I tend to just want to tell you the logical propositional content, not the story. But she's good at the stories.
For those of you with grandchildren, there is no question as to why we get up every day and we fight. We get up every day and we fight for our values. Little Miss Addie, who is almost 2, and Branch, who's just a few months old, they have brought us so much joy. They brought us purpose. Now, Addie, who, you know, soon will need them, I want to reassure you, she already has a shotgun and she already has a rifle.
Add to.
And she's got a little pony named Sparkles, too, so the girl is set up.
Let's just say it's in trust for her probably at this point, but okay. And so then she gets into the real issue of talking about, you know, the value of the Second Amendment, the value of the NRA, why we believe in owning guns.
And a White House that is so hell-bent on grabbing power and control of your life, they will do anything and stop at absolutely nothing to take it away. They will even take away your last tool of defense. The Second Amendment is about deterrence. It's about ensuring the government respects the rights and the liberty of citizens.
That is 100% accurate. It is about deterrence against government overreach. That's right. That's what, you know, some people don't like to think about it that way, but that is 100% what the Second Amendment is. It is not about hunting. It is not about sport shooting. It is not even about personal self-defense. It is about making sure that we don't ever have a despot again like we had with King George. And we don't ever want to have again, which the British tried to disarm the colonists, right?
The founders knew that the country would never have survived the Revolutionary War if the colonists hadn't owned their own weapons. The very first battles of the Revolutionary War, the battles of Lexington and Concord, started when 800 expertly trained British soldiers came to seize the weapons of the citizens. Those colonists, those Americans, were untrained. They only had their personal weapons, their muskets and pistols to fight back.
And that was adequate to the task. We'll get back to this in a second. Again, this is Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota talking at the NRA convention. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Nothing like childhood post-traumatic stress disorder, like being chased
by your dad
as a
bear.
Yeah, well, lost as a child.
Hey, she's the governor and you're not.
I She's a better governor than I could ever be. And I like the NRA just fine. So, yeah, but can you imagine? Poor lady. But good for her. Chase Street, Gregory Garden, and Pal Fox all checking in clear without delays. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
That's
my I feel horrible dad.
That's
bear
their argument in defense of hazing right there. Look at the result. They turned out okay. Anyway, back to Kristi Noem, Governor Kristi Noem, talking about the Revolutionary War and the origin of gun rights, right? That the British tried to disarm the colonists and...
One American named Samuel Whitmore was 78 years old. Now think about that. In the 1770s, the average life expectancy was less than 40. As the British were retreating from the battle, Samuel hid behind a wall on his property. He ambushed the British all by himself. He shot one with his personal musket. He then shot two more with personal dueling pistols. All three of those British soldiers died from their wounds. For his heroism, Samuel was shot in the cheek, bayoneted six times, and clubbed repeatedly. The British left him there to die, but he refused to. He got medical treatment and he lived another 18 years.
And
when the Revolutionary War was over, Samuel Whitmore would go down in history as the oldest, perhaps even the bravest, colonial militiaman. That's how the American people won the Revolutionary War. The Continentals challenged the infantry of the British Empire with the same firearms that they used to hunt squirrels and deer and to feed their families. Men like Samuel Whitmore did not ask for permission from their government to own their own firearms. They didn't need it. God gave them that right. Samuel defended his own personal property with his own personal weapons. He defended his own freedom.
And I mean, it's a great story illustrative of what the Second Amendment was intended for, what the Second Amendment functions as even today. Well, Andrew, we're not in any kind of situation like that. I know. And we never will be. That's the point. It will never happen. Now, Vivek Ramaswamy, I'll play stuff from him coming up at 8:05, but he explained it in a more like the propositional logical way, that's the thing that keeps it from being that way. Because in other countries, like in China or in Iran, they have constitutions too that adamantly avow the defense of personal liberty and public rights and you know, all the things that people we care about. They don't have a Second Amendment. How did it turn out? That's all the difference in the world. I also love this line because it's a great pushback against the way the left tries to stereotype gun owners and NRA members.
Now, I probably don't look like a traditional NRA member. The media would have us believe that the NRA is only made up of old white guys. And all you old white guys can be proud and raise your hands.
Who are you calling old?
But there's a lot of other people. A lot of diversity within the NRA. Well, let me tell you something. I may be a mom and a grandma, but I am the NRA.
Oh, that's such a great line. But I am the NRA. And then finally, just kind of, this is, she did a funny signing where she signed a ban for the ESG rating for guns and credit cards, like on stage. She did a show signing, you know, like DeSantis does. Only this was in front of the NRA convention. I thought that was a kind of a smart move. Just, it didn't need to be. It doesn't make any difference where it gets signed, but it was a good showpiece. But this was the line that I thought kind of capped her whole speech.
Even the most common man deserves uncommon freedom. And we, the patriots, must be resolved to take action. Why do the liberals and Joe Biden want our guns? Because it will make it easier for them to infringe on all of our other rights.
I will agree and also disagree. I think that is part of it. I think that it is also part that they genuinely believe that's how you make a safer nation. I mean, give credit where credit is due. A lot of people genuinely believe that's what would make the nation safer. I don't agree. 620 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want somebody to represent you who is going to get the job done and get you the best price, high for selling and low for buying, obviously. And you want somebody who understands that process, will see it all the way through. If there's any bumps in the road along the way, you want to make sure they know how to handle it. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. 230 homes sold last year. I mean, it's somewhere in that vicinity the previous year as well. 200-plus homes sold. And the reason I tell you that is because out of about the 3,000 or so agents on the MLS, about half of them have sold no homes yet this year. And, you know, some number of them are just kind of keeping their registry because they don't want to, you know, they spend a lot of time getting it and they don't want to let it lapse. They're not really active. But an awful lot of those folks will sell, you know, one or two homes in a year. It's very common. You know, most realtors don't sell that many homes. Christina, you know, 230-plus, right? There are 20 agents in the area that have more than 20 sold, 7 that have more than 30. She had 36 in the first quarter and 29 more under contract. So when you have somebody, you know, work for you, do you want somebody that's doing it for the first time this year? Or do you want somebody who's, you know, done it already 60 times this year? I mean, you make the choice. All I'm saying is include her on your list and talk to her and find out what she might be able to do for you. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
It's the biggest party of the year. Unfiltered, off-kilter, and a little unhinged with PLT's Cabaret Off-Broadway. Saturday, May 6th, Cabaret's Playhouse theme transforms the theater and surrounding block into an indoor-outdoor entertainment complex, seamlessly fusing local art and celebration to showcase art as the life of the party. Come immerse yourself in the best of Pensacola's art scene. Get your tickets now before it sells out at the Pensacola Little Theater box office or online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacola.com. State.edu.
Vans on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or towel, but no pets or glass, and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, the Bay Bridge Band takes the stage, featuring a three-piece horn section, blazing guitars, and one of Northwest Florida's top female vocalists. The Bay Bridge Band brings a powerful set of classic rock and roll songs to the stage. It's Bands on the Beach, Tuesdays at 7, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
Wherever you are, you can listen to News Radio Pensacola. Online at newsradio923.com or on our mobile app.
Treat yourself.
When I ran for president 4 years ago, I said we're in a battle for the soul of America.
and we still are. The question we're facing is whether in the years ahead we have more freedom or less freedom, more rights or fewer. I know what I want the answer to be, and I think you do too. This is not a time to be complacent. That's why I'm running for re-election.
There you go. That's the official announcement. By the way, kudos for more rights or fewer. It is. It's accountable, so it's fewer, not less. Well done, Mr. President. I appreciate a good grammar line that gets it right. He says that the horrible, terrible people who support President Trump are destroying the country.
But, you know, around the country, MAGA extremists are lining up to take on those bedrock freedoms, cutting Social Security that you paid for your entire life while cutting taxes for the very wealthy, dictating what health care decisions women can make, banning books, and telling people who they can love, all while making it more difficult for you to be able to vote.
I don't think Republicans are talking a lot about gay rights these days, and Rick Scott was the only one who was talking about the Medicare issue. But okay, I mean, whatever, you know, if you're going to slurp all of those people together. By the way, Trump, MAGA extremist, Trump is not against gay rights, I don't think, the last time I checked. But okay, fine, you know, whatever, if you want to make your coming out campaign ad, it's your campaign ad to make. And he says, look, basically, we got to fight for democracy every single generation, and now is our fight.
And this is our moment.
Yeah, uh-huh. Get some, President Biden. 6:20. Well, let's say it's not the most rousing three-minute ad I've ever watched. 6:26 on News Radio 92.3, but it is official now. He's running, which we knew was coming. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
As we take a look around, we're not showing any slowdowns or delays. Certainly use caution wherever you are. This brought to you by Tops Appliance, featuring freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, ranges, washers, and dryers from GE Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and more. Tops Appliance or Highway 90 in Milton. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You're so happy with me right now.
Well, dude, at least he's... Who's come to your house to take... You know, never mind. This is not my show.
It's all right. You can. You're here to have your views.
No, I'm not. I'm here to be your board op. But it's like, you know, at least okay.
All right.
No, I don't want those texts. You know, get your head out of your butt. Texts that are so prevalent.
David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
Five of the six people charged in the mass shooting in Dadeville, Alabama, a few weeks ago are scheduled to appear in court today. The Aeneas Law hearing will decide if the suspects should be allowed to post bond. The Pentagon considering multiple options to coordinate the evacuation of American citizens from Sudan. U.S. officials say they could include sending U.S. troops to Port Sudan. And in the meantime, the Pentagon sending a couple of Navy ships to a standby position near that port. And there's a little bit of reaction to the potential Joe Biden-Donald Trump rematch in 2024. And, well, they're not thrilled.
One guy who's president now who's half asleep, and you got the other guys who are lunatics on the other side who want to shut everything down.
It's too early also. We need just young blood. Really do.
President Biden, of course, announcing his reelection bid just over an hour and a half ago, and polls show Trump being the front runner among Republicans. A recent poll, though, you may remember last week, showed more than half of Americans really didn't think either of them should run again.
Well, it's like I've said before, that really when it, on the Republican side, what you have is the majority of Republicans don't want Trump. But in a race of 5 or 6 or 10 or 20 people, he's going to win. This is why the instant runoff voting would produce a different result. But since we don't have that in place, it's not going to produce a different result. On the Democrat side, I hear a lot of that same thing. I hear a lot of people are like, man, no, not Biden again. Because they recognize him as a liability for their cause, but also they want. But, you know, who else is running on their side?
Dude, unless they get Tom Hanks to throw his hat in the
ring. Marianne Williamson. I mean, good Lord. You know, that's not opposition. Not really. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 6:29 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, coming up at 9, I guess by the time we finally get into the segment, 7:10, 7:09, next hour, we'll talk to County Commissioner Robert Bender. I'll tell you the question. I called him last night, and I said, Robert, he's like, yeah. I'm like, what happened on the beach this weekend? and he told me, okay, and I'll tell you that I think his answers make sense, and I think that really, as bad as it was, it's as good as it could have been. Okay, which is kind of what I said yesterday, that as bad as it was and as frustrating as it was, it's as good as it could have been. It was done as well as it could be, and I don't know what solution you would put in place short of, what, three-laning Bob Sykes and, you know, four-laning Fort Pickens Road and building flyovers and, you know what I mean? Like, there's no realistic solution to the problem of that much volume. Third highest traffic count day in the entire history we've been counting traffic. So that said, you look back at it and you're like, well, you know, I guess it was bad, but it wasn't, you know, wasn't hours. It was, you know, what, 40 minutes, right? So anyway, we'll talk to him at 7:10 and we'll get his answers on that same subject. 6:30 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Dixon Dub 2023 comes up for the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach this Friday night. That's always a really good event. You can get more information at newsradio923.com. What do you have coming up, David?
Pensacola city leaders requesting money to get the American Magic sailing team here. More after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden's re-election campaign is officially underway, kicked off with a three-minute video announcement this morning.
Let's finish this job. I know we can, because this is the United States of America. There's nothing, simply nothing we cannot do if we do it together.
Top Democratic Party donors will be in D.C. to meet with the president Friday. Jury selection starts today in a lawsuit against former President Trump brought by the writer E. Jean Carroll, accusing him of sexual battery and defamation.
The judge in the case has ordered that jurors be kept anonymous. The former president has denied wrongdoing. Carroll was able to bring the charges because of a New York law she lobbied to pass, which created a one-year window for sexual abuse victims to sue their attackers, no matter how long ago the incident happened.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Carroll says that Trump attacked her in a department store dressing room in New York City in the 1990s. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31. News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, it is 60 degrees. Mostly clear skies here in Pensacola. Well, as the debt ceiling negotiations loom in Washington, Congressman Matt Gaetz filing a bill that would keep pay going for the nation's military members in case an agreement isn't reached in time.
I don't want to give Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden the ability to say that a shutdown is putting national security at risk. I've introduced the ASAP Act to take that critique of shutdown politics off the table.
The ASAP Act, a.k.a. the Armed Services Always Paid Act, would also include reservists. And Gaetz says it's more expensive when the military isn't paid on time in the event of a government shutdown. Well, researchers in Alabama say that hammerhead shark that washed ashore in Orange Beach last week was probably killed by fishing. Researchers at Mississippi State University who are performing an autopsy on the shark say the cause of death is impossible to determine for sure. They say none of its organs had any signs of trauma. That shark washed up last week on Orange Beach. Researchers quickly learned it was pregnant with 40 shark pups when it died. The shark pups being donated to Alabama schools for educational use. They're currently working to determine the age of the shark, where it was born, and also trying to learn more about its feeding habits. Pensacola city leaders say they're requesting $15 million in grant funding in order to be the training headquarters for the American Magic Sailing Team. $10 million being requested through Triumph Gulf Coast, another $5 million through the governor's Job Growth Grant Fund.
I really believe that we're talking about a transformational project outside of certainly more than just the 150 jobs, but the types of jobs that they are, folks who are familiar with our community and are invested in our community, and, you know, something that isn't on a spreadsheet to truly become the home for sailing in the United States of America. And those opportunities don't come along very often.
Mayor D.C. Reeves says if they're successful, the project would lead to 150 high-paying jobs right here in Pensacola, and the Center for Maritime Excellence would be housed at the Port of Pensacola. Well, an immigration bill now a little bit closer to becoming law. A House committee approved HB 1617 yesterday. It requires hospitals to collect information on a patient's immigration status. It also requires employers to use E-Verify to make sure a prospective employee is eligible to work in the U.S. A hearing set today on the Senate's version of the bill. Former President Trump said he was shocked when he heard about Tucker Carlson's departure from Fox News.
During an interview with Newsmax that aired on Monday, Trump described the political commentator as a very good person and very talented. The network announced on Monday that it was parting ways with Carlson and thanked him for his contributions. He was Fox's top-rated primetime host with an audience of over 3 million viewers per night. This comes after Fox News agreed to pay over $787 million to settle a defamation lawsuit from Dominion Voting Systems over the network's coverage of Trump's claims of voter fraud. I'm Mark Mayfield.
And it is 6:35 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
Taking a look around. Good news is we're not showing any of those slowdowns or delays. It looks like everything is running accident-free right now. No problems on I-10, I-110. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Beautiful day today with temperatures warming near 79 degrees, 10% chance of a stray shower, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 64. We are going to have a chance of rain starting Wednesday, 30% chance of some isolated showers and thunderstorms, high near 79. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 67. Rain chance will increase as you go into the end of the week, but we will have conditions dry up as we go into the weekend. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now it's 61 in Pensacola, 63 in Gulf Breeze, 57 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Phil and Penny Knight have pledged to contribute $400 million to the newly formed 1803 Fund, a local effort intended to strengthen Portland's Black community. The 1803 Fund will combine elements of private investing and philanthropy to create a fund focused on helping people thrive and communities prosper. The fund's first project will invest in education, place and culture, and belonging. Phil Knight, the founder of Nike Portland for decades. A quirky boomtown in recent years has been beset with public drug use, homelessness, and a drop in population. Autonomous trucking startup Kodiak Robotics is partnering with truckload carrier CR England to autonomously ship Tyson Foods products between Dallas and San Antonio. A human safety operator will be present in the one dedicated truck Kodiak is allocating to the pilot program. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $20 off orders of $129 or more, plus free shipping. A fantastic array of steak on a bun greatness. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code QUALITY at checkout and get an extra $20 off orders of $129 or more. And discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow morning at 9 to join me, Tasca King, and I'll show you how to navigate through the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. That's tomorrow morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Listen to local talk in your morning and afternoon drive. Local experts during the day with the Pensacola Expert Panel. And national talk with Brian Kilmeade and Dave Ramsey. Listen to local news and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. Along with WEAR News during your afternoon drive and at 10 p.m. We have your traffic on the fives during your commute. And when breaking news hits, we have you covered. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620.
We'll be right back.
to 6:39, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Whenever there is a Santa Rosa County Commission meeting week, they have a committee on Monday, and they have an actual meeting on Thursday. On Tuesday morning, we'd like to talk to DeVan Cook, the administrator for the county. DeVan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So we'll get to the actual meeting itself, but I want to start with what happened after the meeting, which was the second, at least now, of the planning board talking about the new land development code regulations. And it's a massive document, of course, with there's like 115 or so, I think, different changes proposed. The first meeting, as I understand, was kind of a catastrophe. How did last night's meeting go?
Last night's meeting went very well. We finished up around 9:30. Staff had worked really hard to put the changes together in a format that was easier to maneuver, and I thought the chair person did a great job running the meeting, and so it went very well. I think a lot was accomplished, and of course we'll take it up in the regular board will take it up in a workshop on May the 8th.
I know the one issue that had come up related to the land development code was the changing of the distance that any new build bar or, you know, alcohol service establishment would be able to build connected to schools and or churches, that Commissioner Wright wanted to reduce that from 2,500 feet, the current prohibition, to just can't be the adjacent parcel. Did the planning board pass forward that change?
They had a good discussion on that. There was some interest in keeping it 2,500 feet to schools and 1,000 feet to churches. So there was not a final resolution, but the zoning board members made their feelings clear on it. And so, you know, that will be something as we go through this process that they'll still have to work through and ultimately, you know, come to a conclusion on. So it was a good discussion, and I think some of the misconceptions were cleared up at last night's meeting. And again, you know, all of these things in the coming weeks will be discussed again by the zoning board and by the county commissioners.
And the next event for this process is what?
May the 8th.
And that's going to be the general, the whole committee meeting, right? The whole commission meeting?
That's a workshop. It's actually a workshop.
Okay.
And then the committee meeting will be that night. But that day we set aside several hours for the board to have a workshop, and we're setting up presentations for citizens and business owners that would like to make presentations on that date directly to the board. So that'll be our next meeting regarding the LDC.
So you've been very intimately connected with this process. The only real issue that I've paid any attention to is the alcohol distance one, because that kind of made some news and they talked about in the commission meeting. I briefly looked over the list of changes, so I don't feel like I'm all that familiar with the proposed changes. You're on the inside. Is there anything in the list that you think people would find particularly interesting that it might get changed in the LDC?
Well, there are some changes regarding subdivisions and the requirements for paving the roads and subdivisions that may ultimately become county maintained, and we're increasing the asphalt depth that would have to be provided, and also the base materials and those kinds of things. So, you know, what we're trying to do is just be sure that for the long term, county roads that are going to become county roads are better and will last a lot longer than our current LDC provides for.
Oh, okay. And look, I'm an advocate for that, because I have seen what happens when you have private roads where there's a pothole every 3 months because it's not built deep enough, or when you have subdivisions built with a private road and then they try to convert it over to a county road, and we see all the trouble associated with that. So, okay, that makes sense to me as well. The other thing that kind of came up yesterday in the regular meeting was we seem to be pretty close, or are we actually there to finalize this deal to acquire the 500 acres in Navarre?
Yes, that's moving forward. Member from the Trust for Public Lands was there and made a brief presentation, but actually we're at the point of executing the agreement.
Great.
So that's that's a very exciting program that we've been able to work with the Trust for Public Lands on, and that should be finished up probably in the next 30 days or so once the agreement's executed.
Outstanding. And that's all going to be set aside for preservation land with sort of minimal, you'll be able to use it, but it's going to be minimal, construction or structures or anything like that. Maybe a kayak launch or walking trail, but that's kind of the extent of it, right? It's meant to remain natural.
Absolutely. It's going into conservation, so it will remain natural, and we hope to put some amenities, as you said, like walking trails, possibly a kayak launch and those kind of things. But other than that, it will remain in conservation.
Hey, last question for you, Devan. I know there's some proposed changes to the animal regulations, particularly as it relates to dangerous dogs. Can you maybe just spend 20 seconds or so and tell people what the proposed change there is on an ordinance level?
Well, some of the changes are just cleaning up the current regulations and changing some of the fines that are related to dangerous dogs, dangerous animals. And so we're just trying to give our animal control officers a little bit more, a few more options to try to help regulate. As you know, we've had quite a few situations lately where citizens have been attacked by dogs and that kind of thing, and this will give our animal control officers a little better basis for taking action when it's necessary.
I will tell you that riding in Escambia County, the entire county, I never felt the need to carry a self-defense bat. Riding in Santa Rosa County, I always carry a bat, and it comes in handy every single week. It comes in every single week. that's just the reality of it. I've so far never had to hit a dog, but, you know, it's better to have a bat and not need it. And we often have used it as a warning. Devan Cook, he's the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Devan, as always, man, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for what you do. We'll look forward to the meeting on Thursday.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a great day.
You bet. Candy got traffic on the fives.
Taking a look around. Good news is we're not showing any of those slowdowns or delays. All exits off I-10, I-110 reporting as clear. Not showing any problems on 98. Everything seems to be running smoothly. If you have a traffic tip, text it in. 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, I'll tell you, there's nothing like a good Little League bat. Just, you know, fits right in the backpack. Easy peasy.
It's weird, man. It's, yeah, I know. Just keep your dogs fenced up or on leashes.
They don't.
Or, I know.
They don't.
Not
and,
everybody.
You know, that's just. You know, a good, and it's a nice, bright, easy to see. You know, we had just over the, just this on Saturday had, and typically I don't think of like retrievers being like this, but I'd call him a blonde retriever, not a golden. You know, he was just sitting there, and then he decided no, he'd had enough, and he was at us.
Isn't that
you know,
weird?
Run,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I pulled out the bat, and he stopped just like that, easy peasy. So it's not always quite that easy, but I will tell you, there are many, many, many dogs who will put a scare in you if you ride bikes in Santa Rosa County, and of course, you know,
and Escambia,
and Escambia as well. But the actual attacks have been in, more so in Santa Rosa.
Well, might have been in Myrtle Grove.
But we've had a couple in Escambia, right, too. That's true. Hey, if you are an employer and you've got employees with benefits and you like the way things are going and you think you're doing the best for them, and as prices are rising, you're pretty happy with how things are going, great. Great. If any of that is a challenge for you, or you just want to find out if maybe there's a better way to do it with more choices, better deals for health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, managing HR, managing payroll, that's where Torgerson Causey comes in. Look, we switched to them about, I don't know, 6 years ago, 5.5 years ago, I think it was. And, I didn't realize, but the difference between the former company and the current company was pretty dramatic. And they've been fantastic ever since. So I can tell you from personal experience, Torgerson Causey is fantastic. They answer the questions. They get back to you with details. They gave us choices we didn't have before, and we are super satisfied with them. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
The Pete Moore Imports lineup of Volkswagen crossovers and SUVs will fit your lifestyle and your particular budget, whether a Taos, Tiguan, or Atlas. Pete Moore offers you smart choices, starting with the 2023 VW Taos. This sporty crossover is a joy to drive and is packed with technology. Right now, a 2023 Taos SE is discounted to start from $31,439. The 2023 Tiguan SE comes with third-row seating, modern looks, and cargo
cargo capacity to hold plenty. It's discounted to start from $32,899. And for the ultimate comfort and more than enough room for your family, friends, and furry companions, the VW Atlas is built for adventure. The 23 Atlas SE with technology, now from $41,599. Beadmore Imports has the selection and prices you've been searching for. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tax, title, and dealer fees.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
If you haven't been to Home Outlet, you're missing out on the best value on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. You could be saving big on your kitchen remodel with in-stock cabinets starting at $78 per linear foot and in-stock countertops starting at just $63. And with the guaranteed lowest price, you can be sure you're getting the best value for your project dollar. Visit us in-store or shop online for in-store pickup at homeoutlet.com.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. I'm the president of New South Window Solutions. What I'd like people to understand about our company is what's unique about us. We manufacture, we install, we guarantee. We go out of our way to make it easy. The most important thing that New South offers is very simple, absolutely true factory direct pricing. From our factory to our truck to your driveway. Most other window companies are either resellers, a wholesaler, a contractor, a distributor, a sales organization. We eliminate those levels of marketing, so you're paying true factory direct pricing.
Going on now, save 35% off factory direct windows and doors. Call 1-800-NEW-WINDOWS.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
Dependable traffic on the fives with local news at the top and bottom of each hour on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Average for a gallon of gas, 365. Florida is 370. In, let's see, Mississippi, it's 313. California is 489. In Navarro this morning, east and west of the Walmart. No, sorry, east is 329. 328. Save a penny, go west, young man. 322 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge at the Murphy across the street. 339 at the Exxon in proper. 323 at the Raceway in Milton. 323 at the P. Ridge Murphy. And then 329 at both of the, well, I know there's three, but it always shows me these two at the better stations in Pace. If you're getting over into Pensacola, the Walmart has 318. That's the best price. On 9 Mile, if you're not paying cash, 318 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. And then coming in from the southwest side, 325 looks like at the Shell on Cervantes. 653 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Biden has officially announced his bid for re-election today.
The question we're facing is whether in the years ahead we have more freedom or less freedom, more rights or fewer. I know what I want the answer to be, and I think you do too. This is not a time to be complacent. That's why I'm running for re-election.
That video posted at 5 o'clock this morning. His likely opponent would be Donald Trump in a rematch from 2020. Researchers now trying to figure out if there's a link between the COVID vaccine and ringing in the ears. The sensation called tinnitus has been reported to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention by more than 16,000 people after getting COVID vaccines. And General Motors recalling 40,000 medium-duty trucks, Chevrolet trucks, after a problem with a brake pressure sensor that causes a risk of fire. Federal regulators say a faulty assembly could leak brake fluid and cause an electrical short circuit. This is covering Chevy 4500, 5500, and 6500 model trucks from 2019 to 2023.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 654 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, you know, we didn't talk about this when it came out last week, but, you know, they've raised the application of the don't teach gender identity and sexuality stuff through 12th grade now. Remember, that's, you know, the, I always hate these labels, but, you know, the parental rights bill was the name of the bill when it passed last year. And, of course, the opponents called it the don't say gay bill. That was the one that they called it. But now the State Board of Education has raised it to 12th grade by rule. And it's always kind of this weird thing, like, you know, we have the law working its way through that would ban, like, transgender surgeries and hormone therapy for anybody under the age of 18. But that's already the reality with the medical board has already set that, right? So kind of the same thing here. You have the law that would prohibit it in the schools for teaching of gender identity, and that's proposed up to 8th grade, I think. I think the House version is 8th. The Senate version, I'm not sure if that's the 12th or 8th grade. But the State Board of Education voted on Wednesday to prohibit classroom instruction on gender identity and sexual orientation through 12th grade. So, and that's a teachers face suspension or revocation of their education certificates for violations of the rule if they intentionally provide the instruction on these topics. So it's just kind of this weird one where it's, you know, the administrative rule versus the law and what's actually the case. But just, you know, that kind of happened and we didn't really talk a whole lot about it. Meanwhile, I don't know if you saw this, but oh, we'll get to that in a second. Let's get Candy in here with traffic on the fives. I should pay more attention to the clock. Go ahead,
sure.
Candy.
Accidents right now. Looks like everything's running smoothly. Lillian, Jackson, Navy, New Warrington, all accident free on the west side. Use caution, of course, wherever you are. And traffic tips, you can text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much. Candy, I don't know if you saw this, but there's actually a proposal out there to change the way that sex offenders get their licenses identified. It's, I guess it's already identified on your license that, you know, if you've got that conviction, it's already going to show something that stands out. But this would make all of the lettering on the license for a sex offender red. So, like, you couldn't possibly misunderstand. Current law, driver's licenses of sexual predators are marked sexual predator on the front of the card. Sex offenders, driver's licenses are marked with a numerical reference to a Florida law, so there's a distinction between the two levels of violation. But in the Senate side, at least last Thursday, a measure was approved that would require sex offenders to be identified with red lettering on all of the driver's licenses. Similar designations, I guess, have been struck down as unconstitutional under the First Amendment in Alabama and Louisiana. So it's not clear that would pass legal muster. I'm trying to think to myself, what would be the situation where that would be helpful? Because, I mean, we already have it light.
Okay, you're on a date. I would ask to see.
Show me your license.
You haven't dated in a long time.
It's been 28 years. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Sometimes you want to see the license.
Show me your license.
Yeah. Just in case you go somewhere that's not gonna. You know what I mean? All my girlfriends and I have looked out for each other. We were all dating before. We're all married now. But yeah. And if a sex offender thing showed up.
Okay.
I mean, hello.
All right. So that's that's fair. Okay. That's useful. I think it was. I guess the challenge I have with this and. We do such a unique emphasis on this particular crime. We don't have, like, you know, convicted of a homicide purple lettering on your license. We don't have convicted of robbery, you know, armed robbery and assault, green lettering on your license. You know what I mean? Like,
there should be felon licenses.
Okay. So it should have all the different, like, you should have a color code you can get a punch hole in each of the different crimes that you've qualified for. You know, I'm thinking, like, you know, you get asked for your ID when you're trying to buy alcohol at the store or whatever. It's just, under what circumstances is it useful? That's a good one, Candy. I hadn't thought of that one. But it seems like it would also over-deliver that information to people in environments where, again, compared to all the other crimes that people might have been.
Well, don't commit sexual crimes.
Well, but same for assault or murder or anything else.
Yes.
Do people walk around with the sign on them, basically? That's kind of what the driver's license is, with that kind of indicator of, you know, what they've done in the past after they've served their time, right? After they've served their time. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3. Time for?
Future news.
Future news. Future news. All right. Tucker Carlson, big news of the day.
Wow. I was surprised.
Brian Kilmeade filling in. And apparently it just has the gig, which I guess makes sense. You know,
well, he's my favorite.
He's a well-known product. Obviously, we have his radio show on. I wonder if that's going to change his radio show. Like, I can't imagine he's also doing, I haven't been watching this morning if he's on Fox and Friends, but there's no way he's going to do Fox and Friends and The Night Show and a radio show.
We don't know. He might get a bump in pay.
Well, yeah, he's like, not doing all of that.
And I'll be like, yeah.
Is where will Tucker Carlson land?
Newsmax.
Yeah.
Or News Nation.
I would think one of the alternate
maybe
sites.
Maybe he'll be running VP.
Maybe they'll hire him at MSNBC.
Your home for Brian Kilmeade. Weekdays 11 to 1 is News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.